that one was one that I distinctly remember. It was Kent and I started it, and he remembers these days well. But 2017, I went through a terrible breakup with this girl from back home. And kind of,
you don't got to talk about it.
I'm not going there. But so I called Kent and I was like, dude, I don't feel like writing today or whatever. He's like, why? And I was like, I don't want to talk about it. And he's like, well, just come over here and drink some espresso or whatever, because he's got the little espresso machine. I was like, this dude's not going to shut up till I go over there. So I went over there.
He won't.
And then he was like, you know, I was like, dude, I don't feel like writing. And he was like, well, just let's talk or whatever. I go, well, I was like, when you move to Nashville, you don't think about days like this. Like, nobody tells you about these days when you move to Nashville. And he goes, well, let's write that. And so as I had been kind of reflecting on the reasons why and stuff, it made sense kind of as we started this song. And we kind of finished an iteration of it. And then Luke, tell me if I'm wrong, but heard it somehow on the bus, but you had been gone a long time, mm-hmm. and we're missing Nicole. And so mm-hmm. Luke called me and was like, what is this song? And I kind of told him the story, and he was like, come over to the house. This ended up being like a few days before Christmas. Went over to his house, and then we went kind of line by line and just made it, you know, kind of put a lot of your story into it, but really just like pulling the curtain behind what everybody right. sees. And like,
yeah.
sometimes it's not always that, and
right.
even
nobody films the shitty parts.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean? And like, the ups and downs we go through, and so yeah. it never felt complete to me until we
right.
kind of finished it. And then from right. that day on, it's been my favorite song that I've ever
yeah,
written.
And I really wanted to do it, you know. And I think, you know, it's a song that wouldn't have you know been able to be on in some of my other mm-hmm. albums, just because it's like you're not, you know, you're just not ready to say those kind of things, or you don't feel like you're established enough to say those kind of things. But like, it can be related to a lot of different jobs or different lifestyles or career paths. But you know, it's like the things that really people don't talk about a lot. You know, nobody comes to town and says, hey man, you're gonna have these days that are like, and there's this weird juxtaposition, I think, of like, sometimes you can be having like, you know, some of the worst like mental health days that you've ever had while doing and achieving some of the biggest things that you've ever achieved, you know. And I'm sure that a lot of you guys have been through that stuff too, and your brain does that with everything too,
and then
though,
when,
right,
on the way home you're like, oh man, my chest kind of hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. Big anxiety,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
Big,
yeah. Yeah, it's not
the best
that
story is the one we stop on too. Uh-huh. I'm dying, I'm dead.
Yeah, yeah, the worst story, you're like, God, that's the most
yeah,
realistic.
That's definitely
one.
What's happening.
We
yeah.
just come to the ending. There is no other way to go. Yeah, right. Well, I guess I'm dying.
Yeah. Yep.
When in reality, you ate wings for lunch.
You ate a right. sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that song speaks to that a lot, so I love that one for that reason.